I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, you'll meet Michael Malone, the executive director of Josina Lot, a residential and community service home to 33 adults living with developmental disabilities. The best place to start this story would be with the woman who inspired this organization's namesake.
Josina Lot was an actual woman that way back in the early 40s, saw that there is a need for education for individuals with disabilities. At that time, they were not receiving any training whatsoever. Mostly, they were parents were told, keep your child at home, they don't need education, so on and so forth. So she started in her dining room, worked her way into a church basement, and then worked her way to what it was at Lark Lane School. You'll see the name a lot, you'll see Lot Industries, you'll see Josina Lot, and the only thing we have in common with Josina, the name is the person itself.
There are two residential buildings located on Josina Lot's 10 acres. 16 residents live in one and 17 in the other. There's also a gymnasium, a hydrotherapy tub, a simple kitchen, storage, everything needed to make life for these residents enjoyable and safe.
There are some that have been here for 20 plus years. The idea is to give them some skills and to assist them in moving to out in the community if they want. So we do have also one house that we have three gentlemen that live in. We do not, they rent the house and we deliver services to them in the house. So that's our community service part of it. So they live over on a street next to, in the middle of a neighborhood. But the individuals that are here, the families are happy that they're here. There is the option if they would like to search out other residential opportunities, but we seem to be the home for them, and I think they enjoy it.
Josina Lot Residential and Community Services began in 1974, about the same time that Michael came to this nonprofit.
We have these conversations. I am, I guess, an anomaly. I've been here since 1979. I always had an interest. I have a degree in special education, elementary education, but I never taught. I drove past here when they were building it, actually, back in the early 70s, 77, 78, and it looked interesting and applied. Long story short, I'm here this many years later.
Michael's connection to the special education community goes back farther than he first admits. I later found out that Michael has a family connection to his work.
Well, I did have a sister that had Down syndrome. And everybody says, well, that's where it all came from. And no, not really. I just found it opened my eyes, I will tell you that. And I just got to learn that there are people that are different from everybody else, not too different, and we sort of ostracize them. And why do we do that? They're part of the community, and they need help just as much. So I got into it like that. As I said, I was going to be a teacher, but then that didn't, you know, wasn't my career. But I found residential. It's been from, you know, from day one till now, and it's changed greatly over that many years. I can look back and see that people really succeeded in what they wanted to do.
Michael feels his work at Josina Lot is successful when the residents feel successful. And that success can look different for each individual. Some residents hold part-time jobs, doing light janitorial work or yard work. Others learn to improve their communication, whether verbal or nonverbal. For Michael, Josina Lot is not just a place where individuals with disabilities live, but a place for them to grow, possibly graduate. And it all starts with assessing their situation.
For each different person, it depends upon their acuity level and whether they're mild or moderate, what they can do, self-help skills, whether they can, whether they need hand-over-hand assistance or whether a direction of go take a bath, they're able to do that, or let's go take a bath. Money management, all the things you would need to do that you learned when you moved out and you went to live on your own. Kitchen skills, we have an occupational therapist, a speech therapist, so those are areas that they need help in. So it's A to Z, anything that they need, we are able to provide for them.
With each new task completed, whether it's picking up a paycheck at the end of the week or learning a new kitchen skill, each resident can feel a sense of independence and gain self-esteem. And most importantly, as Michael stated, to be able to share that growth with the community surrounding them.
We stress a great deal that we get a lot from the community, and which is nice, and we greatly appreciate that. But I also have a philosophy that we need to give back, not only as my directors and staff, but also as the individuals. So they volunteer themselves. They go to Seagate Food Bank and pack boxes. They deliver mobile meals. They go to the day program for individuals with Alzheimer's. centers and spend some time there. So we all give back, and we really like to do that. So biggest thing that we focus on is we're part of the community. We're not just, you know, this place over on Holland, Sylvania. No, we're part of the community, and we'll be out there. Their recreation social calendar is I couldn't keep up with it. So you will always see them out and about at walleye game, mud hens, first Friday at Toledo School for the Arts. So they're always out and about. So when you see them, say hello.
That just about wraps up this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. But first, let's hear Michael Malone's nominations for the next episode.
Dave Wurmeister from the Boys and Girls Club, Jill Bungie from Food for Thought, and then this goes way back, but it's current, Allie Sterling from Allie Sterling Philanthropy.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick, but for now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.